This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The White House defense of Planned Parenthood may make more sense now with news that the National Institutes of Health, under the White House, has been a consumer of post-abortion specimens. Perhaps most troubling is that the study compared human and mice brain tissue. Not only did the NIH recognize it as human brain tissue, the federal grant application took pains to point out that procedures were taken to protect from any pain the donation taken from the mice. Government investigators are supposed to be somewhat hostile to prospective wrongdoers. However, the congressional investigation of Planned Parenthood has triggered a political defense. The Democrat investigators of Planned Parenthood have all taken Planned Parenthood campaign funds to the tune of well over $43,000. This is Life News Radio.
New feminism refers to the movement of women towards the acceptance and celebration of the way the female body was naturally created. We see things like artificial birth control, abortion, and unsupportive cultural practices towards mothers as restrictive and oppressive towards the true needs of women. We aim to change society so that all women can see their femininity as a gift to the world. Lighting the way to a culture of life. TheGuidingStarProject.com.
The effects of abortion pills are reversible with quick action. One woman took the pill, immediately regretted it, and now says it seemed too good to be true that the pill's effects could be reversed. One doctor has done well over 200 reversals. Dr. Matthew Harrison helped develop the reversal protocol and says there is a website to find a doctor like him near you. AbortionPillReversal.com. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.